As a business owner, do you ever wonder if your business ever closes early when you aren't there? Or if it opened on time this morning? Stop wondering. With Smarter Business Security powered by Alarm.com, get alerts sent directly to your phone when your business opens and closes. An all-in-one service that helps you understand who's coming and going in one store or across all your store locations. Know everything that's happening at your business with Smarter Business Security powered by Alarm.com. See how by visiting alarm.com/business today.
We're now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We are back. We are live, episode 24, Patriot Power Hour. Your host here, Ben, breaker banksters, Cochran. Swinging over to my co-host, Future Dan. How you doing, sir?
Good, Ben. Looking forward to episode 24 this May 31st, 2018. It's going to be a good one.
Summertime. My favorite time of the year is right about now.
Yeah, and we're wrapping up season three, which is the spring season. So we're going to be moving into a full summer season four at the end of June. So we got to wrap up the spring before we get into summer.
Yep, we're going to make our goal, and we're going to dedicate it to the listeners out there. We're going to hit, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 straight weeks after today. So really 5 straight episodes from today, May 31st, all the way till June 28th. We're going to take off 4th of July week. We might have some pre-recorded material, but I personally am going to be hanging out with friends, family, enjoying what we, you know, people fought for. And, of course, what we're here trying to preserve here, Patriot Power Hour. So, but we're going to dedicate it. I know I'm going to do everything in my power to hit you every single week, every Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern. So, we missed last week. I was in South Korea. I got lots to talk about. Future Dan, it was pretty incredible though over there.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about it. Now, one caveat to the break you just advertised. We got a little bit of a foreshadow of segment two in the heat map dashboard. People are talking financial crisis. And if that happens, we may have to go emergency broadcast.
That's true. Oh, yeah, definitely. We have the ability here, actually, on Patriot Broadcasting Network, which Patriot Power Hour is part of, to broadcast every single day and also upload pre-recorded podcasts. So we have a usual cadence of about once a week. But if things, if and when, knock on wood, but when things go down, we'll be broadcasting way more than once a week as necessary, I suppose.
So, your visit to South Korea, I got a lot of questions, but why don't we just first hear about what you saw, what that country, the state of South Korea right now, as we have news day in and day out of maybe there's a summit, Trump, Kim, Maybe there isn't. Maybe North Korea and the United States are going to have a summit in Singapore. One day it's on, one day it's off. All of this was happening while you're in country. What was it like to be in South Korea while the news was flip-flopping on a possible, unprecedented U.S. president, North Korean dictator summit?
Yeah, it was pretty surreal, and I actually got a couple newspapers to commemorate it. I know that's so old school and non-millennial of me to get a newspaper to commemorate it, but I did. I went into the handshakes and the meeting, the second meeting of North and South. Looking like now it's back on the Trump meeting. I'm not sure. It seems like relations are going better, but kind of the backup reason, you know, first and foremost, I'm just a country boy and I'm not really a world traveler. But in the last month, I went to London, heart of the banksters, and then to Korea. So for first time I've ever been to Europe, first time I've been to Asia in my entire life, all within 1 month. So it's pretty crazy. I went here. My best friend was born in China, but he came to America when he was like 2 years old. We were roommates in college, and you know, he's married a girl from South Korea. So long story short, the wedding was there. I spent a few days in Seoul, which was one very unique experience compared to taking the train down to a pretty, I'm not going to say backwater because it was actually some nice areas, but just kind of like your probably your average run-of-the-mill coastal town in Korea. It was a lot different than Seoul, so got to see all that. Actually, and probably the highlight, though, I did get to go to the Korean War Memorial Museum. That was pretty epic.
So just on the street in the country, what kind of security posture was visible to you?
Okay, that's an absolutely great question. And we didn't pre-rehearse these questions, so this is going to be perfect because there was absolutely no physical, i.e. human, security presence, less than a traffic guard or two. No firearms seen anywhere by the police. And there's a stark contrast with America, certainly. But the CCTVs everywhere, massive, massive electronic surveillance everywhere. And at least the thing was, at least, well, the ones that you can notice, they like labeled them all CCTV. So there's like a sign next to them. So they try to make it like, hey, we're spying on you, but we're giving you fair warning. Yeah, but how many are actually hiding? Who knows? But that's a really good, interesting question. Almost no firearms, no physical human presence in terms of a police state. But oh, yeah, the electronic, definitely.
Yeah, so no obvious troop movements and U.S. forces visible. Of course, you're in the capital and the DMZ. It's not far away, but you know, for you know, since the end of the Korean War, it's been you know fairly segregated. But I imagine you didn't have to travel too far to see a lot of that. And you know, the surveillance, other than being just part of your you know 21st century modern you know state surveillance, that's just and endemic of all modern
right.
societies these days, I would just throw in there that, you know, the threat of North Korean sabotage, of espionage sabotage, special operation forces, which have been known to cross the border and wreak havoc locally from time to time. Not recently, but it has happened over the decades. You know, a country that's got a neighbor like that right next door, it wouldn't be surprising to me to know that they were outfitted to the gills with surveillance.
Definitely. Well, and when I was in Seoul, it was definitely the financial district. So think of like the Wall Street of South Korea area. And speaking of which, right next to the Bank of Korea. So I got another on my list of places visited and spat upon worldwide now. But you know, there was all tourist area. Otherwise, besides the financial area, so they didn't have a heavy-handed presence. I saw a couple people. You know, there's definitely kids wearing military fatigues because there's mandatory service in Korea, right? But then it looked like they were very, you know, hard, if you know what I mean. But hey, maybe they could shoot straight. But I felt did not feel like, even though we were 15, 20 miles from the demilitarized zone, definitely did not feel like that, for better or worse.
Did you have an opportunity to ask the bride's family, you know, what it's like to live under the circumstances, and what it's like to hear the news that the North and the U.S. might have a summit?
Yeah, I did to some degree. Didn't get too deep into it, but they want reunification, but they also understand that the North is just a totally crazy regime, and so they can't really trust anything that's going to happen. I seem to have a average to positive reaction to Trump, not like most, you know, some areas. All they do is talk trash about Trump, even though that's a lot of it is unwarranted. They were relatively positive or didn't really even talk too much about him, more about the unification, how they want to be back together with their people. But they understand that it's not as easy as just, you know, hoping that one meeting will make it happen.
What's their attitude about North Korea and the regime there?
Oh, they think it's total, you know, travesty. They blame China to some degree, from what I heard. China and USSR kind of, you know, exacerbated and allowed North Korea to invade South Korea and support them heavily, especially later on in the war. So they kind of hold a grudge there, but they're almost a little defeatist too. Like, the generation has just grown up with it, so they're just kind of like, well, that's just kind of how it is. You know what I mean?
Do they have hope that an agreement can be made? Are they cynical about the idea of denuclearizing the country?
They seem, to the few that I talked to, seem relatively optimistic, but they also said don't trust them. You know, there's probably something else going on too. So there's a lot of distrust on both sides, which makes sense. But they definitely don't talk negatively insofar as like, oh, the animals up there, or like, you know, they realize that it's their people. So that was definitely something they got across, that, you know, they want to be reunited with their cousins, with their brothers, etc. But they also were like, yeah, you can't trust this Kim in a dynasty or whatever. So cautiously optimistic. And I all the newspaper and media was actually very positive, showing the handshakes and the getting together and being positive about it. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, given that they're still controlled by the same mainstream media as us. So it's a little scary, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm just while you're talking, I'm just looking at the future danger indicator war. The Korean War restarts, right? And we've tracked it since the start of future danger in 2015 in January. And we only do the bad news, right? The news you should be concerned of if it's indicative of another Korean War breaking out. In January, Ben, we had 13 pieces of news in that month. Two of them got up to moderate level, you know, when the president of the United States told North Korean dictator, I've got a bigger nuclear button than yours. That was sort of a peak in tensions, at least this year. But in February, only 4 reports. In March, 5. April, though, 1. And all that was the fact that, Key Resolve, the annual major U.S. and Republic of Korea military drills were happening. And then May, as we've been, watching the news about, a summit happening, maybe not happening, Trump actually canceled it on May 24th. But we only had 3 pieces of news this month. So it's really amazing how fast tension seemed to have cooled down. But you know what the other edge of that sword is, right? If this summit falls through, we could see a month like January with a lot of U.S. military activity and a lot of statements from both sides.
Right.
And of course, the Chinese ground forces massing on the border again. It could go either way right now, and it's sort of fascinating times to live in when it comes to, Korean inter-Korea politics.
Absolutely. I don't know, not to be conspiratorial, but I try to look at different things from different points of view. It seems like, to me, it's too good to be true. And potentially they're setting this up to fail on purpose to smear Trump, or for whatever reason, I don't know if to go into an outright war. But I'm absolutely hopeful. I think you told me this once that, hey, no one thought the Berlin Wall would come down. One day it just did. So maybe we could have a miracle here. But it seems too good to be true. But CNN is even promoting it. But let's hope for the best, I guess. Keep your eyes open, though.
Absolutely. And as the Generation X member of the Patriot Power Hour hosting crew, Not a millennial, a little bit older than that. I was college age when the Iron Curtain came down, and it surprised everybody how fast a communist state, a totalitarian state, can just come apart at the seams. So keep your eyes. That would be a fabulous achievement. It's the last vestige of the Cold War. You know, if you set aside Cuba, really, it would be great to see. But if this time next year we're having major military exercises and flying bombers over the DMZ, it wouldn't surprise me a bit either.
Me neither. Absolutely. All right, folks, going to commercials. We'll be right back. Stick with us. Patriot Power Hour.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Welcome back to the Patriot Power Hour. This is your segment two, Future Danger Heat Map Situational Report, brought to you by FutureDanger.com, sponsored by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, and preserve. They can help you do all three. Visit ReadyMadeResources.com. Mr. Cochran, we have relatively low-intensity news this week. Not a lot going on. Stuff that is there, it's low grade, but it never stops. Here are your headlines. Column 1, Liberty Indicators. News is being blatantly censored. It's red hot, never stops, never seems like it stops. We got the media, mainstream media, just ignoring Congress as it passes POTUS's campaign promises. Couldn't really tell we're a few months ahead of the midterms, but if Congress is passing laws that Trump promised to bring before them, you can bet that your mainstream media is not going to report that. Media doubles down after the New York Times gets busted peddling fake news. So we got stories of the New York Times just coming out and making stuff up about White House briefings and what White House officials are saying. It's naked and it's transparent for anyone who wants to see. So to the extent that you still consider this dangerous, it's happening. And we had a big dust up earlier this week. The media blamed Trump for migrant detention center photos of young children locked in cages. Just not pleasant pictures to see. And so Trump was to blame for that for what seemed to be like an hour until someone noticed that the picture was from 2014. It was Obama's. It was Obama's federal government that was doing what is always happening when you're catching people coming across the border. They tried that for about an hour. It backfired on them majorly, but just the audacity to attempt that in social media and journalists blaming Trump for photos from 2014 shows you the climate and shows you that checking multiple sources of news is wise, because there's a lot of propaganda out there. The only other indicator, Mr. Cochran, in the Liberty column this week is two relatively disturbing pieces of news about your privacy being absolutely annihilated. California is debuting digitally tracked license plates. They're voluntary. They change if you go online and re-register them. And, you know, all these conveniences like Easy Pass and many other modern conveniences that have the ability to completely keep track of your exact whereabouts at all times. If you're okay with that, then you're the sheep, and you probably haven't heard about wolves that may want to become the people pulling the levers on the other end of these surveillance systems. Another piece of interesting surveillance news that's part of annihilating your privacy. We got a New York CBS, the WCBS out of New York, with an actual news report asking, are smart meters spying on you? If this was InfoWars, you would hear the host of that show screaming to the at the top of his lungs that he was telling us this 3-4 years ago, and now you got WABC actually asking the question, are these smart electric meters that they're forcing us to install on our houses having the ability to really develop patterns of life, know when you're home, know when you're in different rooms, know what your behaviors are? And again, if you're comfortable with that, just imagine what happens when someone who has it out for you has control of that data. It may not end well. In the security column two, we got Chinese Coast Guard ships sailing near the Japanese claimed islands. Every once in a while, you know, they'll do that. And there's no love lost between China and Japan since World War II. Always got to watch out for Sino-Japanese dust-up skirmishes. Could lead something bigger. And you know the USA will have to be involved. We're a treaty ally with Japan. So keeping an eye on those sorts of little, incursions. They happen all the time. Low-level news. We got gunmen in Saudi Arabia been storming a National Guard building. From all intents and purposes, it seems as though it was, some people had it out for a particular guardsman. But when gunmen storm into a country's National Guard and shoot the place up and kill people, that's one thing. If it's Venezuela, it's not on the heat map. When it's Saudi Arabia, sitting on top of that much oil wealth, centered in the middle of the Israeli, Iranian, Sunni, Shia, entanglements of the Middle East, you got to pay attention, because if the Saudi regime was toppled, you could probably bet your bottom dollar the U.S. forces are deploying. War with China. Low-level news, like usual. We got Chinese fighter jets completing night landings on their only aircraft carrier. They're moving along steadily, getting a blue-knit water navy. U.S. Navy ships sailing in what they call freedom of operation patrols near South China Sea islands. These islands that the Chinese have dredged up and built bases, armed them with missiles, airstrips. Every once in a while, U.S. Navy will sail within the 12-mile perimeter. Each time it happens, China is none too happy. And news this week that China's just, stepping up the pace, modernizing its nuclear arms. Those are minor pieces of news that all foretell the potential for, again, a conflict with China. We got police drones are now widespread. If you're of the camp that says, you know, just go ahead and militarize local police, it'll all be okay, then ask yourself what happens when those police forces become as corrupt as the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Not good news. And in the Middle East, again, Israel is blaming Iran for, a serious escalation on its southern border, putting arms in the hands of Hamas, even though Iran is a Shiite superpower. You know, they're not above putting a little firepower in the hands of those in Gaza who would do their arch enemy Israel harm. That's your security news. I'll bounce back to economic news in a minute. And on the natural front, the column that's been carrying the hottest, most the most densely packed column for probably 3-4 weeks straight has started to cool down. We got on the frontier of science and how it's going to affect humankind. People talking about biohybrid smart prosthetics coming soon could lead to cyborgism. Maybe that's dangerous. Maybe it's not. But I sure know I've seen a lot of science fiction movies that foretell of dystopias that could come when we start merging with machines. So keep an eye on that. There's a report out. Again, we see these all the time. Photos of these billionaires' luxurious doomsday bunkers. You got to keep an eye on that. If you got enough money to build bunkers, it's to survive an apocalypse. Maybe you know something that the rest of us don't. And a little bit of flooding news. Maryland got like a once in a century flash flood, tore the place up. Not a lot of casualties, but you know, when nature strikes, we carry it on future danger. Now, finally, in column three, working our way back right to left, economic news. We got trade wars sparking up again. U.S. slaps massive tariffs on European steel and aluminum. They hit Mexico. You know, Trump hit Mexico and Canada. Mexico and Canada today have already retaliated with tariffs. Maybe it's good news for U.S. economy. Trump ran on it and won. But if you're a student of history and understand Smoot-Hawley and what the economic climate with tariffs was right before the last World War, it's a good thing to keep an eye on. It could lead to other economic indicators that forecast a downturn, and then it spreads again left into the security column. We don't want that, but we watch it. Other economic news, Italy is a mess. They got a political power struggle, and a lot of people are looking at the inability of Italy to sell sovereign debt. They had an auction, I believe, this week where they're trying to sell their debt, and it actually ended up selling, but it was weak. It was dangerous. It's a little bit iffy, and if Italy goes, people worry, is that a European crisis? In other economic news out today, savings rate, U.S. savings rate tumbles back near record lows. Americans spend more than they make for the 28th month in a row. Doesn't seem sustainable. Doesn't seem sustainable. A few days ago, the stock market fell 400 points. We keep an eye on that. Not a big drop, but noteworthy when it's multiple hundreds of points off the Dow. Budget battle is brewing. President's threatening a shutdown. We carry that under an indicator federal services falter for Patriot Power Hour listeners and people like-minded with Mr. Cochran and myself. If the federal government dramatically were scaled back, that'd be a good thing. However, in a shutdown scenario when all kinds of federal services are suddenly unavailable, things can get chaotic. It's not the type of welfare state that can be reeled back, in a heartbeat without a lot of pain and suffering. We keep an eye on shutdown threats from the president because they can cascade into other indicators. And then probably the most worrying indicator in column three tonight, Big banks, their stocks are tumbling, and mostly because of what's going on in Italy. We got a global financial stress index coming back up to February highs. We got authors in mainstream media. James Pethakoukas from The Week has put out an article tonight. It says, here comes another global financial crisis. We're going to dig more into that in segment three on this episode of the Patriot Power Hour. And Justin, right before we went on air tonight, Deutsche Bank crashes to a record low its stock price after the United States Federal Reserve, quote-unquote, secretly put U.S. operations at Deutsche Bank on a troubled watch list. Deutsche Bank has the reputation as being known as the systemically riskiest bank on the planet. It's a big one. And there's also a quote by George Soros. George Soros this week saying he sees a global financial crisis coming. We talked about it before in Patriot Power Hour. We'll say it again. Hanging something like that around Donald Trump's neck right before the midterm is not outside the realm of possibility. That, ladies and gentlemen, is your Future Danger Segment Report.
You are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Up on this Big Duke 6. God damn it!
I want a 3-line fire!
Big Duke 6, roger, 113, standby.
Over to the Stone Age, son!
113, roger, they need some napalm down in the tree line. Can you get twisted around time to put it down here?
Right, 13, you were big as fuck with what target?
Gonna suppress the mortar fire off the tree line down there.
Roger, here we go.
Good. Give it all you got. Bring in all your ships. Wing of breath. Big Duke 6, this is 113. The jet's being by now. They've got about 30 seconds to on station. Get your people back and head down. This is going to be a big one.
In the morning. You know, one time we had a hail bomb for 12 hours when it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking dink body. Smell! You know that gasoline smell? The whole hill. Smelled like victory. Someday this war is going
to end. Do you want to build a website? Web-based Coding is a leading web design firm building websites since 1998. Veteran-owned and operated, Web-based Coding can build your website. They specialize in WordPress technologies. Develop a beautiful, pixel-perfect website that is stunning on computers, tablets, and phones. Web-based Coding can solve your business problems on the Internet, helping you brand or sell your product or service. This company excels in e-commerce through automation, user-friendliness, up-to-date security protocols, and well-written code. Do you have a WordPress website and struggle with it? Web-based coding has programmers that can fix your site, speed it up, and add custom functionality. Call 239-362-6014 for a free consultation. Get a simple quote over the phone or visit webbasedcoding.com to view their portfolio and five-star testimonials. Do you want to build a website? It begins at webbasedcoding.com.
There we go. Patriot Power Hour. We're back. Let me get my main man over here, Future Dan, on the line. First off, great job on that sit rep update. Everybody, if you don't know, you need to learn. FutureDanger.com. Follow along with us every second segment live. You get the week's news. And I thought that was absolutely perfect example of why that website is so useful. From nature to security, liberty, and economic. It runs the whole gamut. So that was awesome. Second segment. We got a little bit more news and other items going forward, but I just wanted to take my hat off to you, sir.
Thank you. And that's the news for a relatively very quiet Thursday evening. Most of
True.
What I talked about, we're only rating it as green, low level, topical, you should be aware kind of news. There's no real crises right now.
FutureDanger.com. Let me get a little more housekeeping out of the way. No giveaways this week, because I've been giving away a lot in the last couple months. A little heavy on the pocket. No giveaways today. However, still, if you got questions, comments, suggestions, you want to be a guest, you got a potential guest for us for the show, reach out to us. Best way to reach out to myself, Ben, go to dethronethebanksters.com. You can find my contact info there. Twitter, simple, follow me, send a direct message, Bankster Breaker. So twitter.com, Bankster Breaker. Reach out to us. We love to interact with our fans. Future Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, we're Future Danger, one word, all together, on YouTube, Twitter, Future Danger 6, Gab, Future Danger 6. We're Future Danger Heat Map on Facebook, just Future Danger on Steam it, everywhere you put those words together. Google's doing a pretty good job. I guess we're not quite big enough to attract the true beatdown and suppression of SEO. So find Future Danger, all one word, anywhere on all those channels.
I think you're in a good spot, because if you had 50, 100,000 hits a day, they probably would have shut you down by now. But you got way more than, a dozen or two. So you are making an impact, but you're kind of laying low. Not that you don't want to grow. That's, I think you're in a nice little niche there.
Oh, maybe I'm getting that traffic and I'm not getting told.
You never know, man, with the kind of crazy stuff they're doing. Absolutely. So, all right. Well, I know when we were at break, you and I were talking a little bit about some of the economic indicators, in particular, Italy's debt, how the euro has fallen against the dollar. Deutsche Bank is essentially at record low levels that it was
right.
hasn't seen
right.
for a few years. And at that time, there's a massive panic in Europe. But now we're back to the same situation. And there's only been 2 trillion euros worth of quantitative easing in the meanwhile, fixed nothing. This could be real ugly, or it could be just another wave. And, things are going to get papered over a little longer. I don't call these things, but it's starting to look a little ugly out there, don't you think?
Yeah, and Italy's G7, man. We're talking Canada, France, Germany, United States, UK. Did I say Japan? UK and Italy and Germany and France are separate. And then they also count European Union, which is sort of redundant. But top Western economy. And on Future Danger, we track what would happen. We have an indicator and pay attention. If a U.S. Treasury auction were to fail, meaning nobody shows up to buy the issuance of debt, right? Because these sovereign governments, they issue debt. They do it in different periods, 2-year, 5-year, 10-year, and it comes due, right? So they got to pay it out. So what do? They auction off more. What happens if no one shows up to buy? Well, that almost happened in Italy this week. What kind of danger comes with that?
Ooh, absolute panic, locking up of credit markets and liquidity issues, to say the least. The derivatives going off, the credit default swaps and all the other ones, and different vehicles that we don't even know of, new ones and different names for the same type of instrument. If Italy goes up, it's not going to say it's the absolute end of the world, but that would be a major battle loss in the war and just another step closer to a total financial collapse or some sort of planned reset, where, you know, maybe the euro is permanently devalued by a very large percentage, or maybe austerity is put on Italy and taxes are raised on them and it actually does more damage, but it seems like a good deal and staves off the true collapse a few more years. We've seen this show go kind of in a cycle. It's coming towards the end. I don't know if this is it, but this is definitely concerning.
Yeah, and Future Danger is an American heat map dashboard. It's not Future Danger Italia. If such a thing happened, there'd be some blacks and reds in that economic column this week. But when you know, there's sort of a bias among Northern Europeans, you know, France, Germany, UK, towards the southern tier of the European Union. We've seen Greece basket case. We've seen Spain not particularly, you know, a stable economic nation. It's still a Western economy, but it doesn't rank with the countries I've named. But Italy's in the southern tier, but it's a big economy, and it could have a contagion effect. You know, when I see things like George Soros talking about, hey, if he's coming out and talking up a global financial crisis, very likely he and his ilk may be laying down the opportunity to both simultaneously bring it all down and have it all shorted so they're all the wealthier afterwards.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one thing you got to worry about is the bigger countries, let's say Germany and France, for example, they have so much exposure to Italian debt, partially because they're just neighbors and would have natural trade. But you can be absolutely assured that they were forced to share more financial resources and treaties between one another than they would have liked to on a free market. So they're even more intertwined thanks to the European experiment. So if Italy goes down, the rest of them are going down too. That's the problem.
Britain's a little protected, a little bit firewalled. They never
slightly
gave up their currency.
Small English channel. Maybe that's just enough. They still got their coin. You're right.
The city of London, where your last foreign adventure place just a matter of weeks ago, you know, they made sure that it wasn't going to happen.
That's true. They're very proud of it too. They're very proud of when they Trafalgar, the Battle of Trafalgar, where they won that. They're very proud of when they took the mantle from France and Spain, and they don't want to give it up fully. At least some parts of them. I'm sure there's some parts in the power structure that don't care about UK sovereignty in any way. Love to merge with Europe, but we're digressing a little bit, I suppose.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we got a couple minutes. We're about to head to break, actually. Yeah, break's about ready to roll. So, folks, one last self-plug. Reach out to us. Go to futuredanger.com. You can find all the ways to reach out to Future Dan there. Pretty simple. If you know how to use the internet, you know how to find his Twitter. If you just go to futuredanger.com. Same for me, the Throne, the Banksters. .com is how you can get to all my different stuff, or twitter.com/banksterbreaker. We want feedback, we want questions, we want guests. Just trying to have a great summer. Can't wait. Stick with us. We got one more segment. Patriot Power Hour.
Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve. at readymaderesources.com.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off! It wasn't my war! You asked me, I didn't ask you! And I did what I had to do to win, but somebody wouldn't let us win! And I come back to the world, and I see all those maggots at the airport, protesting me, spitting, calling me baby killer and all kinds of vile crap! Who are they to protest me, huh? Who are they? Unless they've been me and been there and know what the hell they're yelling about!
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. There are literally millions of news apps available. But you may have noticed, the mainstream media conceals the truth. They focus you on some things to distract you from others. For the first time in 5 minutes or less, you can keep track of the day's most serious news in a single view. Download the Future Danger app. It's a free, fast, and focused news app available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Try the Future Danger app from FutureDanger.com today.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
It was dark all around. There was blood on the ground. When the tigers broke free. And no one survived.
Welcome back to the Patriot Power Hour, episode 24 on the last day of May, May 31st, 2018. And we're looking at crypto prices. Ben, I'm in the Future Danger archives for the show archives. They sit right down there on a administrative indicator right down at the bottom of all the active news in column three. Click that link. You're in the podcast archive. We did episode two. On November 23rd, and crypto, Bitcoin at least, today is down 600 from that date. It's down 500 from 2 weeks ago. So Ooh. We're kind of we witnessed that massive run-up in season one of Patriot Power Hour, and now the bear market, as you foretold, is kind of here. It's kind of here. So what will crypto do next? I don't know. We're probably not going to dive into that conversation today because this stuff's just flatlining. But it's a tradition. I'd like to throw out where we're at.
Yeah. And, we came when we started up in November, that is like 6 months ago, I suppose. Or actually, yeah. And point is, we saw the rise and fall all the way up to 16, 17, 18, 19,000, from 7 to 19, down to 7, again, essentially. And we've been documenting that step by step. We're pretty big into crypto here. We don't cover it every single day, but it is, like you said, our tradition. And I'm looking to potentially buy if it drops another 5 to 10%, just a little nibble with a couple of alt currencies. We'll see. But be careful, everybody. Any of these digital currencies might just become obsolete. Anytime, be careful with what you're doing out there.
So, pop quiz, hot shot. What episode of Patriot Power Hour was it when we were nearest the all-time high of Bitcoin?
I'm gonna say like 7.
5.
Okay. December 13th. So we started off real hot, and we've mostly been watching it fall since then, huh? Isn't that funny?
And it's real easy because in our podcast archive. The little show highlight notes that you put, you actually documented Bitcoin 19 grand. So maybe we'll see that again. Maybe we'll see that financial crisis pop this summer and that bolt comes flying out of the side of the hull of the submarine and it's the canary in the coal mine and launches crypto high and mighty once again this summer. You never know. But with that, let's turn our attention to, let's get off the news. Let's talk about something a little bit. How to, if these omens come to pass and, you need to take care of yourself. We're carrying a lot of nifty little articles in an indicator in column one we call Prepping Advisory. And we caught one recently. It's from ReadyNutrition.com. And it's called 7 Ways to Stay Alive in a Post-Collapse Society.
Okay.
I've run through these and
this
you
is helpful.
Go ahead. Yeah, you practice some prepping. Probably, you know, you're not on a farmstead in Montana or anything, but you're prepared. You're at least you're mentally outfitted. You got the information, and you got the some of the knowledge you'd like to have. Everybody would like to have more, but here's seven tips. I'm gonna hit you with them. Let me get your reaction.
Okay, here we go.
All right. And again, this is ReadyNutrition.com, great little article, by Jeremiah Johnson, right? And that's a nom de plume of a retired Green Beret. We don't know who he really is, but I read his articles all the time, and I could tell you as a military veteran, this guy has been trained in elite special operations tactics, techniques, and procedures, and has a mindset that I would venture to guess he's been to a lot of countries where post collapse society is the society,
right?
South America, Middle East, Africa, etc. So, from Jeremiah Johnson, number one: never travel anywhere alone. Always go in pairs with one to guard and watch over the other one.
Okay. Simple enough, I guess, right? Buddy system.
It's the buddy system. You got to have your Ranger buddy. And if you're out there alone and don't know how to make that happen, develop a network. Have the ability to come to someone's aid and be prepared. And if you're in the family, you got family members that are semi-believers that any of this could ever happen. When George Soros' financial crisis pops off in July, a week or two earlier when the indicators are there, might be time to go and gather the family and talk about never travel alone anywhere, buddy system. Number two, never go anywhere unarmed, preferably with a rifle, shotgun, main sidearm, pistol, all the ammo you need, fixed blade light, knife, all of it. Got to have it. Got to know how to use them, too. Just because you had a Mossberg shipped to your house doesn't mean you know how to use it, Ben. Get out there and shoot it.
This is something I was a little concerned. I try not to make a big deal of it, but when I was in London and in Korea, obviously disarmed societies, you know, you're traveling, so it's not like most people bring firearms with them anyway, but I still felt relatively naked, or if societal collapse went down, I would be in a little bit of trouble, kind of like stranded out there. So, hey, you know, you got to be respectful of the Second Amendment here in America and take advantage of your God-given right. So if you got it, use it.
And, you know, there's plenty of places that even though you have a Second Amendment, it's just not feasible or, you know, good form to be armed all the time. So
sure.
How do you get to your arm if we have a sudden situation? How to get, you know, people call it everyday carry. But, you know, you just raised a point when you were in London, you were in Seoul recently. I'd love to see an article. This is a great idea for an article. If we got any authors out there who want to submit an article,
it'd be awesome.
I'm going to preview something too. Our sponsor, Ready Made Resources, Mr. Bob Griswold, is coming back on as a guest in the month of June, and
awesome.
he wants to, you know, he's got some nice metaphors about what he thinks is seeing, but he has strong opinions on. How to stay ready at a moment's notice. But I'd love to see – he wants to do a little bit of a giveaway himself on the Patriot
wow.
Power Hour. And I'm just previewing this now. I haven't even discussed
nice.
This with my co-host.
Nice.
Folks,
no.
But it's going to be cool. He's going to probably give away some serious preparedness gear. And he's looking for articles. He's looking for a write-in contest. And so I'm going to support everybody listening to the Patriot Power Hour tonight, a topic, which would be how would you acquire arms if you're in a situation where you're not near yours, you might be traveling overseas. What is the right way at a moment's notice if things go bad suddenly, how to get yourself armed? Where can you find them? What's the right way to stay alive in that process too? You don't want to go up to South Korean soldier and just, you know, try to steal his rifle. But,
bad idea.
I don't even know how you go about doing this, but Jeremiah Johnson at ReadyNutrition.com, he's probably been trained to do it. More to tell on that one. Number three, Mr. Cocker. Number three. It's another never. Never travel anywhere without the rest of your family group knowing where you're heading. Don't mess around with this one. If trouble rises, you cannot go off wandering on your own and expect anyone to come get you.
Now, I got a real good question for you. Firstly, because I grew up with practically cell phones and everything, so I don't remember what it was like in the good old days. But also, you know, sometimes you don't have cell around, or, you know, if this, you know, God forbid something really bad does happen, no one's going to be able to really communicate with one another. What's the best? Do you also have a backup plan? Like, if you don't meet me here in X hours, go, you know, meet me here, regroup here. Do you have, what's the most efficient an effective way to not only let people know where you're going, but if I don't show up at XYZ, you know, what do?
Practice the standard U.S. Army, Marine Corps, U.S. military, 5-point contingency plans. Remember this acronym. We taught SALUTE a few weeks ago.
Right.
This one's called GOTWA. All right. GOTWA. And it means when you and I are about to separate and we're going to be out of comms, I know GOTWA for you, and you know it for me. Where am I going? Others I'm taking with me. Time I'm going to return. What to do if I don't return? That's a W.
Okay.
All right. And for civilian purposes, you know, you're just with your lady at the mall, you could do the GOTW, no problem. But the A is actions to take if I'm hit, and actions to take if you're hit. Because presumably, if you're patrolling, you know, this is a ranger tactic. You know, you're going to be able to hear the gunfire, you know, and then mix in cell phones that might be partially working or up or down, right? So, you know, GOTWAs, sharing them constantly if you're separated, it's not hard. It's not complicated. You just got to practice it. That's how, if you have to separate, you know, travel without anybody, do it. But, you know, if you're a hunter out there and listening to this, you know you don't go out hunting without telling the family where you're going. It's just, this is what outdoorsmen, forget the military, this is what outdoorsmen
sure.
should be doing it. But it's so easy in a crisis to just to head off and, damn it, we didn't talk about that. And you don't
yeah, I was
that.
In
you
South just... Korea with my fiance, and I was trying to employ some of these tactics. Like, if you don't find me in half hour, we got to meet here, okay, because we can't speak the language. Anyway, we only got a couple minutes left. Finish up that list. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, I'm going to hammer through the last four. Consider all strangers armed and potentially dangerous, all right? I mean, this is in a collapse or in a crisis situation. It's just, you know, make that assumption and hold yourself in a posture that makes sense that, you know, people are armed. Number five, keep your distance when talking to strangers. Arms reach, probably a little bit further. You know, the distance that someone can assault you with a knife. You hear about these police shootings. They're trained because, you know, people have covered, you know, 5-10 yards in a flash. Keep your distance, right? Now that I've said that, keep your distance from talking to strangers. Jeremiah Johnson, that was step five. Step six, meet strangers, he says. All right, so that's counterintuitive. What's he talking about? What's he mean? You may wish to have a couple extra people roaming around at distance to watch, you know, near you. If you're doing something local, you're at a house, all right? Many attacks begin by placing people at ease and using a larger force to come in and get you when everybody's guards down. So, you know, when you're meeting strangers – you know, you gotta be thinking, you know, you're gonna have to meet strangers. That's the point. But think about, you know, the motives of these people. This could be a setup, and watch for who's with them and they're at a distance too. And finally, territory. Know your territory. Stake it out. Post others. Warn others if that makes sense. And if necessary, if you're on, you know, your property, enforce it. Enforce it. Don't let the habit of, you know, letting people come through your yard, beyond your land. You gotta hold your territory because, you know, attackers will be persuaded to find softer targets, right? Make yourself a hard target. Make what you have and what you own yours known. That's the tip from the seven ways to survive, stay alive in a post-apocalypse society.
Great stuff, and that about does it for today's episode, folks. You got, this is one of the best episodes we've ever done. You got, you know, I'm going to say so myself, don't want to brag too much. We got some travel tips and travel stories from South Korea. You got a massive news blitz and economic analysis. followed by some apocalyptic survival prepping tips. I mean, where else can you find all this in 1 hour only? Patriot Power Hour. Future Dan, you have a good weekend. We'll catch up soon. We'll finish this season strong. Look forward to it.
You got it, Ben. Pray none of what we talked about is ever necessary. Be ready to use every bit of it if it is.
Well said. See you guys next week.
Listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan's stock has lost half its value, down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, you there?
Paulson and Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? I mean, paper markets would have
collapsed.
They knew. Cash would have stopped coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
I mean, the party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by Ready Made Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers!
Pizza!
Tacos it is.
The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Requires new line. During congestion, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams at up to 480p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.